All right, you're listening to Phoning It In on KDVS Davis 90.3 FM, KDVS.org. I'm Nadav, and right now I'm psyched to bring you a KDVS recent favorite, SoCal. It's Brian Kelly from Ireland. How you doing?
Not so bad at all.
Great. This is your last day in Ireland before heading over to the States for a tour tomorrow. Is that right?
Well, no. I'm going to delay it a bit longer. I think we're heading out on Tuesday morning.
Okay.
So I was going to stay in Dublin for a couple of days and meet a lot of people and, you know, cheerful goodbyes and all that. But then I realized that it cost me an awful lot of money.
Yeah.
As in buying meals and drink and, you know, all that. So I might as well just stay at home and do nothing and just think about the tour and prepare for it mentally, I guess, might be good.
Yeah. What are you thinking about it? Are you psyched or a little anxious?
Both. I don't know what it was, because I did this last year on my own when I was just going around with backing tapes. I'm mostly worried about, swine flu.
Yeah.
It had to happen this week.
Right.
Of all weeks, as in, you know, I think Johnny, our bass player, sliced his finger a couple of days back. I started getting a massive head cold, and then, you know, swine flu hit the news headlines.
Yeah.
So I think there's somebody obviously doesn't want us to do this.
Well,
this tour.
All the more reason to do it. Triumph in the
exactly,
face of adversity.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah, as long as you don't go to Mexico, you should be fine.
Our last show is in San Diego, which I think is
closest. Oh, it's pushing it. Yeah.
I don't know how far that is from the border. I'll have to get Google Maps or something like that. Check
yeah.
that out.
So real quick before you start playing, can you tell me a little bit more about SoCal? I know, you know, there's the stories you started recording when you were over in Korea. What were you doing over there? Were you teaching English or just traveling?
I was over there for 4 years from like 21 to 25, and I was teaching in a tourism college over there, and obviously had an inordinate amount of free time.
Yeah.
So most of that went into recording then. So,
had you been recording anything before you left while you're still in Ireland?
You know, four track. If anyone's ever, you know, kind of stopped you and wanted to tell you about the things they're doing on four track, you know, that would have been me for a couple of years.
Yeah, well, that's my favorite.
As in nothing of value or worth, but, you know, it kept me interested.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. I mean, people are pretty psyched for SoCal right now, it seems like.
Well, I'm kind of going by MySpace friend requests and things like that, and it's nice to hear from people in Denver and wherever Arcata is. I think that's quite close to where you are.
Yeah, that's I believe 2 hours away. Maybe I haven't learned anything about the geography of California yet. I've only been here less than a year.
So I'm kind of, you know, it's nice for me because I get to learn a bit more about the world in which we live.
Sure.
By hunting down these places where people are contacting me from.
Yep. Cool. Well, do you want to try a couple songs and we'll talk some more?
Okay. Well, indeed, there's going to be a 3-second transition period while I put the phone down. So if you'll just give me a second.
No problem.
Okay. I think organized. Jaju Apayo. Nugusayo. Pangasunida. Waham. Mori Apayo. Mori Apayo. Bet you a fire, wow. We are, yeah.
Yes, sounded great.
That's all sounding okay?
Yeah, what was the first song?
Oh, the first song was called, The Telephone Wire Is Now Caught on a String That's Hanging Off the Guitar. Just
oh, no problem.
Kind of a delicate operation. There we are, that's done. The first one was Greetings.
Perfect.
And the second one was in the Korean language. It's
yep.
called Jaju Apayo.
Yep, that one I recognized.
Which means, that means I'm often sick or I'm often unwell.
Yeah. So after 4 years, did you find yourself fluent in Korean, or had you spoken it already before you went over there?
Oh, no, not at all. And still not at all. I think I met some Korean people in town yesterday. I went in for a coffee somewhere and somehow got talking to them and kind of embarrassed myself. By attempting to talk to them in Korean, it's a bad return after 4 years. It's if over there I could get home in a taxi or I could order food, but not much more than that.
Well, you could write a song.
Well, that I did. That song is just taken from entries in a phrase book.
Oh.
I got them to sync up the syllable count, and
yeah.
Everything pretty much ends in a yo.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the polite form of addressing someone. So it's an incredibly polite song as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had, you know, it took me a while to memorize it as well. But
yep.
I'd like to say there's a deeper philosophy to the song, but no.
No, I like that it was assembled from from a tourist phrase book.
Mm. I think I was pandering to the locals. I think I was trying to get them on board.
Yeah, so are you famous in Korea then?
No, not at all. I played there a lot with backing tapes and stuff, and I'd be... there's a very small scene for that kind of music. Whatever music I do, there's a very small scene for that. And, I'd be invited along, and I'd go on first. And it'd be, I'd like 90% of the set... i.e. the other 9 songs were in English and were sung very, very fast. So, I kind of lost their interest pretty quickly. So I had to come up with something that would at least make them laugh.
Yeah.
At the sheer idiocy of it.
So have you toured the States before? You mentioned that you'd been toured
yes,
a little bit back
in Yes, I did
tracks.
Last year with the backing, an MP3 player backing
mm-hmm.
band. So I just set the tour up myself and traveled around the place and met a lot of people. And I played with Nobunny.
Oh, yeah.
Who I think is currently based in your state.
He is.
Not far from where you are. And a few other bands. So it was enjoyable. But I this time around, I'm going over with other people. Tony and Johnny, who are playing drums and bass, respectively. So...
So is this the first full band?
That could be more fun or less fun.
Yeah. Well, depends
depending on a few different factors.
So just disasters befalling you.
Sorry?
I said, such as disasters befalling you.
Well, it's already kind of, as I said, it's already, the omens have been bad so far.
Yeah, well, that's punk rock,
you know,
guess.
A world pandemic doesn't happen that often, but it happens to happen just a week before we have to go to somewhere where there's 141 confirmed cases.
Yeah, well,
I think that between the three of us as well, we were kind of, I'd say, in comparison to the general population, we're more prone to ridiculous diseases than most.
Yeah.
So, bizarre illnesses. So we'll probably, at least statistically, I think one of us will end up with it.
Well, I hope not, but at the very least, it might result in a good title for a live album from this tour, you know, like SoCal Triumphs over Swine Flu or something.
Indeed, SoCal versus Swine Flu.
Yeah, there you go.
And a picture of us dressed up as pigs on the cover.
Exactly.
Staring at a needle or something. I don't know. We'll probably have to workshop that one, I think. But
yeah. Cool. So, yeah, it looks like you're playing with... are you playing with No Bunny in Oakland?
No, he's going to be in Europe when we're there.
But I'm just looking at the tour dates on your MySpace page. I mean, German Measles, Pink Reason, Gary War. You're playing with Tyvek, sort of all the big names and whatever, you know, whatever genre of music this is right now or whatever it comes to be called in 5 years.
They haven't really thought of a title yet, have they? Or at least I haven't been told.
Yeah, but, no, they're still working on it. They're still focus grouping
it's good that work. There's a band called Dream Date.
Mm-hmm.
From San Francisco or Oakland.
I think they're from Sacramento.
I think it's San Francisco. I think we're going to end up playing with them by accident. For two of them, and by design for the other two. I think we're going to play with them like four times, which is very handy because they're very, very good. But I think every other show we're doing is going to be with different bands each time. So, you know, we'll get to meet a ridiculous amount of people, I guess.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of bands on the schedule that I would be really excited to see, you know, period, let alone playing with you as well on the same bill. And a couple people who have been on this show, and a couple more who will hopefully be on the show in the future.
May I just ask, by the way, very quickly, did you have a Bridget Martin on your show?
I did. That's a pretty obscure name to reach for. Do you know her?
No, obviously I spent the majority of today kind of doing my research, and I was looking through your archives, and I saw Bridget Martin, and I do know her. I met her a couple of times when I was in Korea. I think we shared a bill a couple of times. And I remember one show we played on a rooftop, which would have been about 29 stories up in the middle of Gangnam, which is like the major business district. And so it was weird seeing her name.
That's incredible.
I wish there was an associated funny anecdote. But,
no, playing a rooftop show on the 29th floor is pretty good. I'm going to have to send her a note to say hello because I haven't been in touch in a while. And I think she might be in California too, or she was for a little while at least.
I might be very wrong on this. I think she's still in Korea.
Oh, okay.
And I think she's playing with a band called, or she's in a group called the Literalies.
Okay.
But I might be very... If she's not, then I don't know who are... Well, they're good as well.
That's funny. That's so funny. Yeah, my connection was a friend of mine met her in New Zealand.
Right. Yeah, because she had been traveling before, or she'd made her way to Korea.
Yep.
Well, there you go. It's increasingly small world.
I was just going to say the same thing. Well, how about another couple songs?
Okay, yeah. I'll just put this on its stand again and... 3, 2, 1. Called Battles. Was it me that you were checking? Or a cop caught in my rear? In a city center throbbing with the answers to our fear. Was it I? Yeah. I was within a second, maybe less than a second of using the F word in that last song. I'd better check every song from now on. I think they're all free, the F. I don't know what the KDVS policy is on F.
Certainly are an upstanding gentleman.
How so?
Well, based on that song, anyway.
Yeah, well, I guess I haven't done a lot of things.
Yeah.
But clearly the thought has crossed my mind on all of them. So
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what's more worrying, the fact I haven't done them yet, or you know, actually
the fact
not,
that you've that you've in a
probably
sense,
not a thought to go on with.
Yeah, the fact that you've essentially in song form. You know, made a list of all the things that you have yet to do.
But it's the very, I think it's the very fact I've thought about.
Yeah.
You know, that's probably not a good advertisement.
What was that one called?
For me as a human being, but.
What was that one called?
I don't know. That was a to-do list.
There you go.
And the one before that.
That was Bat Toes.
It was. Did I introduce that, did I?
You did, yep.
Okay, good.
And
yeah,
there are a couple,
I just forgotten it again.
Yep.
But
yeah. A couple that I recognized from the record we've got and from the MySpace page.
Oh, yeah, the Tic Tac Totally LP, yeah.
Yep. I believe we do have that down here, as well as maybe we have a single, I'm not sure.
So, probably the Commuting single.
Yeah.
Yeah, on Going Underground Records, yep. Good, very good.
Yep, this kind of thing is quite popular at KDVS. It looks like we've got another 8 minutes, so why don't we try for another song or two?
Yes, I might play a new one.
Oh, superb.
Which will be the first time it's ever been done anywhere. And if your audience wants to consider that a treat, then they may do so. Okay, I'll put this back on the holder again, and this reminds me of the time I was working in the call center. Okay, this is as yet nameless, but I'll give it a name now because it'll make it handier for purposes of archiving it. For now, call it driving test, but that is subject to change. My driving test by knocking three girls down. I went the wrong way up a one-way street in town, but I've got you on my side. I broke the kettle boss. I had to pay his dentist whatever it cost, but I've got you on my side.
Hey there.
Hello. Yeah, that's the awkward thing. I keep because I know the majority of people who do your show, are they usually kind of on answering machine type deals where there's a mic and they can kind of, their hands free on it?
No, it's actually the handset that sounds the best.
Okay, well, that's good. It's just, it's awkward because then I have to check yep. you're still there.
I feel like that awkwardness contributes to the overall, you know, what makes me like these recordings.
There's a certain
so
amount of neediness in my voice then. hello, you know, so which I don't think that benefits anyone.
Yeah. No, well, it's not unreasonable. You know, the phone could have exploded over here or something. I've definitely accidentally hung up on people before. So it's warranted. You know, you're
who's the most famous person you've hung up on?
Jolie Holland. Do you know her? She's
I'm going to go to Wikipedia as soon as this is over, though.
Yeah, she's pretty big out here. I mean, she used to live in Davis for a little while. But she's sort of a well-known country singer, and she was on the very second Phoning It In ever, and I accidentally hung up on her, but because she wasn't picking up the phone between every song, she had no idea and just kept playing.
Oh, wow.
Was the whole thing was lost.
But she was fine about it, I presume.
Well, I haven't gotten to, you know, I never did get to reschedule with her,
okay.
But hopefully sometime in the future we will. It was just sort of a humorous situation because I couldn't figure out what was going on, and finally, you know, I hit play on whatever was in the CD player, and it happened to start playing Taps, you know, the sort of da-da-da, da-da-da on the bugle. Mm-hmm. So the whole recording is just bizarre. Luckily, it got recorded. It's up on the website.
And is that on the archive?
It is, yeah.
That's what I'm doing now as soon as I hang up.
Yeah, I think so.
Or you hang up, or whoever hangs up.
I think I put that up there. If it's not, I'll go back and upload the full version. I might have cut out the end because it was kind of embarrassing. But for the sake of truthfulness, I should just put it back up there.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for doing this.
No,
it's
no
really
problem at all.
Wonderful.
An absolute pleasure. I think we're going to be in KDVS, literally in KDVS in the station. I think that's June
4th.
4th?
Yep.
I think live in Studio A.
Yep.
Over there, I'm very much looking forward to that. That's one of the, I'm not choosing certain places over others in your country, but the Davis-Sacramento region, I think, that was good to me last time. So
yeah.
So DJ Rick, I think.
Yep, DJ Rick puts on the shows.
Yeah, played his house. That was incredible.
Cool. Well, hang on just a second. Stay on the line. You've been
okay.
Listening to Brian Kelly, a.k.a. SoCal, from Toom. Is that how you say it?
Choom. I guess it should be spelled C-H-O-O-M, but it's T-U-A-M.
Gotcha. Toom, Ireland. Check him out online at myspace.com/SoCal. IamSoCal.com. Look for him all over the country, starting in May, playing with some incredible folks, Gary Warr, Tyvek, the
For calls
drivers.
To the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean, press 1. For international calls, press 2. To recharge your card, press 4. For other features...
Well, that was lucky. Right at the end. Anyway, check him out June 4th, live at KDVS, June 5th at Luigi's in Sacramento. You've been listening to Phoning It In, phoningitin.net, myspace.com/phoningitin. Thanks and good night.